So, but so what? As long as the fact that you put it on the fire, it can be cooked with that alone, it's mutter. At Shetobim Beis America, she could take a shower in the meantime, or Beis HaKadosh, she could go to Davin. She comes home, it's okay, because the Maitre, that's our sugi here, that since what the Jew did by itself could make it cook completely, it'd be alright.
There's no difference between Bichl and Svi.
Same thing. We'll soon see. It is. Same thing. Look at the top places here. Mikula Shmaitin Mashma Debinishay Hayisrael Mekarav Abishoksaf. Now the sugi is Mashma. The Jew has to start the actual cooking. Like he has to put the meat on top of the fire. So Toys says, if so, well, Mashinogu, how come we're Mekul Lasla Kisumatanar? We're Mekul of Dikula. That even if the guy started the fire, a Jew just takes a stick of wood and throws it into the fire, that's enough. What kind of heter is that? He didn't start the bishul yet. And then the guy puts the pot on top of the fire. Like I said, if we just put on the pilot light, it's okay. Why? Because he says, The Bnei Bovel says it's enough just to throw a stick into the oven. Or the Marov Oimrim, Kisim Zem Amalo Mamorim. We go after Bnei Bovel. There's a special heter that you're allowed to just start the fire. Or even more than that, even if the guy started the fire, if you just add something to the fire, then it's okay. We'll soon see. The Lamed Ches from the base on top, in the middle of Bishalakim. So more asked the question of this, first, the second line. I boilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be, Heniach Oibit Kechogim? The guy is the one that puts a pot of food on top of the fire. Pot of meat. V'ofach Yisro Mahu. And then the Jew comes and stirs up the fire. What's the loch? Is that going to be Mutter or is it called Bishalakim? Somer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I tell you, Kal V'chaim, I have a Kal V'chaim over here. We had before, Gomru B'dei Ovik Echovim, Muto, we had before that the opposite way. Let's say a Jew was the one that put a pot on the fire, and the guy came Hofach Bo, so we had before that it would have been cooked anyway. Just the guy was Mekar of the Bishol, so what? Still it's Muto. If so, the Yad Yisroel Kol Shechein. Isn't it for sure that if it ends off from a Jew, for sure it should be Mutter? And really, the Ritzvah speaks out here, it doesn't make too much sense. Because before we had a Svara that if the Jew starts off the Bishol, and the guy ends it off, the reason why it was Mutter, because Kiruv Bishol, Lav Klumu. The fact the guy made it done earlier. Like this, it would have taken another 2 hours. Now, because of the guy, he got finished in 1 hour. So it came out that Kiruv Bishol means nothing. So what do we see? We go Basa, who started the cooking. So over here, if a guy starts the cooking, maybe it should be Asa. So it's Basa says, no, that really we hold Kiruv Bishol means something. Really, whoever makes it cook faster, Bada Alochis is called Bishol. Like Vilchis Shabbos, you'd be Chayiv. If you cause something, if you turn the fire higher, you'd be Chayiv for Bishol. You're making it cook faster. Gemara only means for the heter of Bishalakim, there's a kula. That even though Gomru, Kir of Bishal means something, but since a Jew had to do with the cooking itself, it's mutter. See here at the Kavachayma, that a Jew has to do with the ending, with the Gomru, with the Gemara Dover, Pshit will be mutter. So as long as the Jew helps along in the actual cooking of the food, therefore it's mutter. Now, Itmanam, we learned also like this. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rav Yechanon. V'yamrilo some say Omar Rav Acha Bar Rav Chona, Omar Rav Yechanon. Bein sheniach oivik echovim, where the first, the guy is the one that puts the pot of meat on top of the fire. T'yhofach Yisrael. And then the Jew comes along and either turns over the meat or turns over the coals. That is Makar of the Bishul, makes it cook a little bit faster. Or else, Bein sheniach Yisrael, whether the Jew was the one that first put the pot on top of the fire. And then the guy comes and turns around the meat, turns around the coals, mutter. In both cases it's mutter, since a Jew helped along in the cooking process. But v'yeni also, when is it also, when is there an issel of Bishalakim? V'yeni also achetei tchilosoi v'gomro v'yarov v'chovim. That the beginning of the cooking and the end of the cooking was done by the guy. Then there's the issel of Bishalakim. But as long as a Jew helped along the bishul in between something, then it would be mutter. Now, the...
Amar Ravina
Hilchus, so what's the law like this? Listen, Amar Ravina Hilchus, so high rifter. Now the Gemara changes to bread. A lot of Rishonim learn it's only a heta by pas and not by bishul akum. Like we said yesterday, the Xeris bishul akum started way before the yisa pas akum. That by bishul, the Gemara wants to say it's also midiraisa. As Metchila, Bishul was more of a Svara, you Mekarev become closer to the Goyim if you eat their food. Whereas Pas wasn't that important yet. Now there's a new Heta by Pas, let's say, by Pas, high Rifta, to Shogar or the Kechovim. Let's say the Goy starts the fire, Veloshin is the Shogar, he heats up the oven. And then, Veyofa Yisrael, the Jew takes the bread, the dough, and puts it in the oven. Inam Yerel, the Shogar Yisrael, that's the opposite. The Jew started the fire, the Yofar the Kechovim, and the guy bakes it. This is the same thing here. Yeshogar the Kechovim, the Yofar Yisrael, Inami, Yeshogar Yisrael, the Jew started the fire, and then the Yofar the Kechovim, Inami, or else, Shogar the Kechovim, Shrill, the guy started the fire, and then the Yofar the Kechovim, the guy himself was the one that put the dough into the oven, but the Asa Yisrael, the Chota Bochituya, the Jew came, and he turned around the coals. He made the fire hotter by him stirring up the coals. He makes it bake better. Shapidami. Any one of these three cases, it's okay. But mashma, one of these three cases, that the Jew is helping along in the actual bishul itself. So on this is what Tosfos spoke at yesterday. Tosfos here is Madaik atop Tosfos. Mikula shmait maho gemara mashma debinin sheyisrael mekarav habishul ksas. That the Jew has to do something to the actual cooking. I mean, either makes the whole fire, or else he has to put the food on the fire, or else at least stir up the food that I should cook faster. But if he does not help along with the bishul in the cooking action, then there's no heter. Therefore, Toy says, "Umashinogu that we have a minute today, we're mekel lahashlech kisul matanor." That if you have the whole fire going already, and all the Jew does is just add one stick to the oven, to the fire, which is not really mikar of the bishul at all. So why is that mutter? The Torah says, "Medina the Gemara, it's not mutter." Shasemchen amash yesh bedvorm shebein bnei bovel lebnei Eretz Yisrael. That bnei bovel hold this is mutter. Like our Gemara is going according to bnei Eretz Yisrael, but bnei bovel holds even a bigger chiddush than our Gemara. They hold not only if the Jew actually helps the cooking itself. But just he helps a little bit in that fire. He just adds a little bit to the fire. Now the Ritzvah says, now Gemara's not mashma that, but our Gemara's saying even this last kula, he learns there's only a kula by bread. By pasakim you have to set the fact you just stir up the fire. But by bishulakim he learns there'll be no heta. By bishulakim there, stirring up the fire means nothing. And he learns a svarom, by bread, there's a big malacha in making the oven. You have to now to get the oven hot in order to bake, like by the matzah factory. It's a big kunst how to get the oven nice and hot. So therefore, by baking, stirring up the fire is a big malacha, therefore the Gemara says it's a heter. But he learns only by pas, not by bishul. A bishulakim there won't be heter unless the Jew actually helps the cooking itself. But the mice of the minigoylim is to be makel, like Tosfos says, that it's enough even if a Jew just throws some fire in. That's also the heter that the Jew turned on the pilot light. And from the pilot light, whenever the maid turns on the fire, it comes from the pilot light that a Jew lit, that's also a kula. Yes.
We also see by...
Now, Dag Meliach, what's the lacha by a salted fish? Shirashi learned, Shelmol Chodikachovim. Let's say the guy salted this fish, and that's what made it edible. Is there an issel bishlakim? Like by Shabbos we pass in Meliach, Hereakim of Ashel. If you'll salt something that makes it edible, you'll be chayef for bishul on Shabbos. What about by bishulakim? But the machlokes, chiski yasharia, that's the locha, that by bishulakim the rabbanon only made gzeira on actually cooking. It has to be done through fire. Only if the guy cooked up something and made it edible, then it's asa. But if he only salted something or pickled something or even smoked, there is mutta. So dag maliyah chiski yasharia. Rabbi Yechon asa, Rabbi Yechon says no, it's asa. He also said, that's called bishulai. Since this salting made it edible, that's bishul, and that's bechal de gzeira. Beitzat sluya, what about if a guy roasted an egg for us, or any type of an egg? So Bakapora Shari, he holds it's mutter. It's not. Rashi says why the Chorus regular Bishalakim is cooking up the food, he's making it edible through fire. So why should it be mutter? It's not. Rashi says, Hoyle Bli Eichel today. The food is swallowed up, it's like covered up. The guy never touches the actual egg itself. It's always in the shell. So since he never touches the food itself, that would be a heter according to Bakapora. But luckily we hold it's awesome. Reb Yechon says, no, if a guy cooks up an egg, even a hard-boiled egg, it's also. This is the Chiddush. You see, eggs are considered oila al shulchan lachim. No, it's hard to understand, but sometimes they eat a hard-boiled egg. Right. Kiyosi Ravdimi Omar. Ravdimi came to like this. Echad dag maliach, whether it's a salted fish, that the guy salted the fish. The echad beitas luya, whether it's a roasted egg. Chiski abakapora shari. Both of them say it's muta. And therefore, he met Silchuri Paskin this way. For Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon is the one that said it's also. Now, Reb Chia Parvoye Ikloy Levei Resh Glusa. Reb Chia Parvoye came to visit Resh Glusa. Ormule, they asked him, Beit Tzlu Yamai, what's the locha? We have goyim cooking for us. If they roast us an egg, are we allowed to eat it or not? Ormule, he said like this, listen, Chiski Yobakapora Shori, there are two people that say it's muta. Chiski and Bakapora. According to Rashi, the svar is, the guy does not touch the food itself, it's in a shell, therefore it's okay. Reb Yechon Nosa, and therefore V'yein Devor Shalecha B'mokim Shnayim, we should pass like Chiski and Bakapora, so kids, he was matter to Reish Galusa to let the goyim cook up their eggs for them. And on this, Omalu Razvid, Razvid came and said no, Omalu Razvid, Leitetzitzule, Razvid sponsors Reish Galusa, there was a mafia there, there were strong people, and he told them, don't listen to this heta. But rather, Hochi Yom Ravai, this is what Abaye said. Hilchasa Kavosa the Rabbi Yechonon. We paskin like Rabbi Yechonon. That an egg is also, there's an Issa Bishalakim by an egg. So Mashra Rozvid put himself into danger here by talking to these strong people, the mafia. So what happened was, Ashkuya Neguta, these Resh Glusa, these mafia here, gave him to drink, a strong drink. So it says, Pirish Kaisha Chaimitz. They gave him some vinegar to drink. The Chola, that was sick, that maybe they put some poison inside it, was sour, and v'noch nafsha, he died because of that. They had Reb Zvid, they bopped off Reb Zvid.
They
put him away.
The macro thing.
And the reason was because he was macher on them, they didn't like him, they got angry at him. So kids said, Rashi Resh Galusa, they have a mile, they were not good people, Rashi says. Mishum diachmer layu. Since they are macher upon him, they got rid of him. I don't know what the limud from here. Maybe the limud should have watched himself more. Rosavid, he should have done the smoke out like this.
But we still pass on halacha like
the egg is also an egg. Is nisa bishalakim on an egg? The maids cook up the eggs for you. That should be us. You have to make sure you started the fire.
Rabbi, but the memorial for
Rabbi. Right. Turn around, Bonim. Learn like this. Ha kafrisin. Rashi says that shemel pri. That's like the shell of a pri. Ha kafrisin. Having brachas, the famous caper bush, they call it. It's slaf, it's the shell, that's edible. V'yakaf lutois, right, it's karsi, it's leek. V'yahamat liya, we'll soon see what that is. V'yahachamin, and hot boiled water. V'yakloyos, and roasted wheat. Shalhen, even though the goyim made these things. Mutarim, these things are mutter for Jew teeth. There's no waste of bishalakim on these things. On water, hot water, the water wasn't changed because of the fire. And kloyos also is not changed, just roasted it. These things are mutter teeth. Asura. If a guy roasted an egg for us, that's also. There will be an Issa Bishalakim. Shemin, what about oil made by a guy? We have Yudan Issa, Bezdin, and Nimnola, the Hiturim, they had before. Even though the Mishnah says it was a Gzeira on Shemin, but Reb Yudan Issa saw fit to be matter that Gzeira, it was on the Spash, it was too hard on Klai Yisrael. Now, Tanya, we learn like this. Here matliya, that's what the Brisa says, that matliya is mutter, there's no issa, bishalakum. This matliya, he pashliya, the same thing as pashliya, and he shiyasa, the same thing as shiyasa, they're all the same thing. If so, now my shiyasa, what is shiyasa? Some rabba babachonam, rab yechanan, fa'aboyim shonin, denofkul hai ugdom in Mitzrayim. Brisa, some type of a bean, some type of a dish that comes from Mitzrayim. And it's 40 years ago that they produced it in Mitzrayim. For rabba, that spoke 20 years from now, Rabbi Baba Chona the day Omer, he said, Hai Shishim Shonin, it's 60 years ago that it was produced in Mitzrayim. The Nofek Hayuvdim in Mitzrayim. And Vlad Flikas Omer Tlaikis, Mar Bishniya, Mar Bishniya, like he was talking 20 years before. The first one spoke 20 years earlier and said it was 40 years ago that we had this dish produced from Mitzrayim, and the next one spoke 20 years later and says now it's 60 years ago that in Mitzrayim they produced this type of a dish. Now what is it? It's Ma'inenu, which should be the Gersa. So Ma'isi Bizra the Kafso. They take the seeds of a Kafso. What she's saying. Right. You know, Bizra the Kitna and the seeds of flax. O Bizra de Shalulisa, and Caesar, Rashi says, Panigria, who Tilson, type of a, Tilson is a cress. Yeah? They take these three seeds, Vitarubu Bahadiadad, let them soak in water together, Vitshur in lukewarm water, Vishafkale, they leave the water out the Makaba till it starts to sprout, till these seeds start to grow. O Maisi Chatzva Charati, then it's like a nice new earthly clee, O Malulumai, they fill it up with water, for Torabu Kagishta, they put this special type of clay, yellow clay, green clay, they put in here. Yeah. Or Medavkin Bay, and they wait till it starts to sprout there more. For Island Levei Bani, and in between the person goes to the bathhouse. Now Adinovki, by the time he comes home from the bathhouse, malavlovly, these seeds start to sprout, they grow already. The Yachli Minayim, and eat from these seeds, kiss, that's this dish. That's the type of a dish, that's the way they make it. So it's not really cooked up here. They just soak these seeds in water, in lukewarm water. Now, what does this help you? The kire, it cools you off, me binte, the ratio from the hair of your head, atufra the kaya, to the toenails. So it's a relaxer. If you're hot, you're excited, you take a drink of this, it'll cool you off from the top to the bottom. So this is mutta of Aistoyas, there's no bishul, they don't really cook it up. Amar Ravashi. Omali Rabbi Chanina, Milin. Some say it's false. It's not true what they tell you. It can't grow so fast. Just by the time you go to the bathhouse and come back, these seeds cannot sprout so much. Yeah. It's like false, Rashi says, Kozer. The Yarmula, some say no, the Milin. That they did this with Kishuf, with magicians. Magician that did this. That they had a kayach to make these things grow. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Tana Rabbanim. Ha kusfin shalavdi kechovim shehuchmu chamin v'yera. Hakuspin, Rashi said, these are dates. Dried out dates. Rashi said, yeah. Pselah shotumorim. The pselah is the leftover, the bad parts of the dates. Shosum yem shecher. After they made beer from it, they would take out the dates and the chopna, so they would cook them up. So Hakuspin, these dates, shavikachavim, shuchmu, chamin, biyarigadil, if they cooked it up in a big pot, also. Then it's also to eat these dates. We'll soon see why. Biyarigatan, if they cooked it up in a small pot, then mutter, then you allow to eat these cooked dates. Now, v'yezu yorah katana, what's called a small pot? Omer v'yanai kol shein sipa dro yochel konas b'toichon. If a wild bird cannot fit inside it. So, v'yezu the havamina is because they'll put some treifus inside. In other words, dates itself is edible chai. You can eat a date raw. So we have it for anything that could be eaten raw, even though the guy cooks it up, there's no issur bishalakim. So obviously the issur is not on bishalakim, but we're afraid maybe they put some treifus in the pot. So therefore, if the pot is that small that a bird does not fit in, so Masama, they couldn't have put any meat, any chazer inside it. So Mora says, why not? V'dilma ad-muya ad-muya v'yaynu. Maybe they chopped up the piece of meat and put it in there. They can make pieces of meat smaller than the size of a bird. Elo rather means like this. The opening has to be so small in this pot, in this yera. Elokol shein roish sifa dero yochol likonas b'toichoy. That not even the head of the bird, that's the smallest part of the bird, not even the head could fit in. Kitz has a very narrow opening, so then we're not afraid that they would add in treifas there, but rather it's only meant to cook up liquid. From the Gemara Batani we learned, achas yore gedoylo v'yachas yore katana muta. We learn, no, no matter what type of a pot the goyim used to cook up these dates, they're still muta. Because we're not afraid of treifas. So Marcel Lakasha, Hokuman the Yom and Noisatan of Gam also, the first man name you hold, Noisatan of Gam is also. In other words, Stam Kalim, we always say, is Eina Bina Yomim. Even if today they'll cook up in a pot that yesterday was used for treifas, but today they're cooking up dates. Today it's okay. So what are you afraid? There's some time, yesterday's time, of pork is still inside the pot. But since it stayed overnight, we always say the svara, it becomes lufgam. Because when the taste comes out the next day, after it stayed overnight, it gives a bad taste into the tapshul. That's called tam lufgam. It gives a bad taste. And that's the machlokes later on within the last perek here. Well, the machlokes if nesan tal of gam is mutter or rosso. So the first man the yoma that says if it's in a big pot, the dates are also they are even though it's nesan tal of gam. The time yesterday of pork that comes out today only gives a bad taste in the dates. Still, it's also lemaisim. It's time of pork. It makes the dates also. However, the second brisa, for your command the yoma, nice and town of gam muta. That's the way we pass it. It's also like that. We pass in this way. The nice and town of gam is muta. So usually, if it's an ein b'nei yoman, if the pot wasn't used, it's a shaila overnight, the 24 hours, then what comes out is muta. Muta meaning if you do it, it's okay. But the chetila, there's still a zerim with the rabbanin not to use the pot that's a day old, because maybe you come to use the pot that same day. Some of the rabban lechetchila, you're not supposed to cook up in a pot, even though it's ain't been a yoimen. Just b'dievet, if the guy here cooked up the food already, and again to us all, sometimes the pot becomes rapist. Yesterday you had a fleshedik pot, and today you cooked up milk inside it. So the nice of the food is muti, you'll not eat the food, because the meat that came out is less than tam of gam. But the pot we do not use until we kash the pot. Right. Om Rosh Hashanah. Hai mishchar shlika di amoy, oil that the goyim cooked up, also you can't use the oil. Somewhere of safra l'may nechesh, why not? What should you be afraid about? If you want to be afraid, maybe he mixed up some yai nesach in there, he mixed up in it. Rashi says, shem nesar bo yayin, misra sorry. No, it only does a bit, it's masriach. It makes it taste worse. There's no reason why a goy would put it. So you could learn it means the guy would not do it, or else even if he does it, could be a still be a heter. It's only nation tam of gam, and since it gives a bad taste into the oil, it would be bottled in the oil. Imishum bishko the chavim, because the guy cooked up the oil so up. Nechlu k'meishu chai, oil could be used raw. It doesn't have to be cooked up. So even though the guy cooks it up, there's no issa bishalakim. So what are you afraid about? Imishum giyuli of the chavim, you're afraid again that they cook in their pots. In that shreifa pots, so what? Noisetam levganu umuta. They must probably they don't cook the same day they cooked up pork. The same day they don't cook up oil, but rather they wait the next day. So by the next day already, the time inside the pot is already levgam, and therefore it's muta. Tenaknami oil that was cooked up by goyim is still muta. Boy minem rabasi, hani ahini shlikid yamoi. Rashi, these cooked up dates. Again, tomorrow, Mashi said he means tomorrow. If the goyim cook up dates, so it's like this. My, what's the locha? So, l'chuli, if it's sweet, loyti boy l'cho. The vada shori, for sure, it's mutter, meaning since the dates are sweet, you can eat them raw, so now that the goyim cooked it, there's no problem. Mariri, let's say the dates were bitter. In other words, they were not edible. You will not eat them the way they are now. They're too bitter. You have to cook them up to make them sweet. And so, loyti boy l'cho, the vada yathiri. There for sure it's also, there would be an issa bishalachim. Sometimes you see dates, it's considered oila shulchan lachim. Dates, I don't know why, but they eat it. Even though we had before, it has to be lufas b'es apas. It has to be brought something that's the main part of the meal. For some reason why it's dates is choshe.
Date bread spread.
Yeah, right, could be, right. Yeah, so pshita, develop the asiri. Kiti boilach, where's my shayla, mitziyo. A middle type of date. In other words, it's not too bitter, it's not too sweet. Rashi says, if you would push yourself, you could eat it. But it's not something we would like to eat. And we hold this is awesome. What's your question? The Rebbe awesome, my Rebbe said it's awesome. Umani, who was that? Levi. In other words, Nechol Chai means it has to be eaten well, that you can enjoy eating it raw. That's the same is, but if you do not enjoy eating it raw, only if you have to push yourself to eat it raw, that's not considered edible chai, and therefore you need the cooking, and there would be an issue of bishlakim. That's to say about eggs also. The mice, you could eat a raw egg. Can't just eat raw eggs. So it is edible, but it's only a be'atchak. It's not so good. It's better when it's cooked. Therefore, there would be an issue of bishlakim on these things, on eggs or on these dates, if they're not so edible beforehand. Shtisa. Rashi says that's a tavshul osu mikemech, it's a dish that's made from flour. Shokloy is roasted flour, they dry it up in a tanner, and some make it from adosha, from lentils, but some say, and they add some liquid into it, they put the vinegar inside it. Shostisa. Rav says, you buy the shtisa from the goy, it's okay. Avu dishmu, v'levi, yasri, say it's also. So like this. Pechitul the sari, if it's only made from wheat or from barley, that's the main part of the dish. Kuliyamaloi pliga the shari. For sure, then it's mutter. The tavlcha the challah is made from vinegar, then kuliyamaloi pliga the yosa. It's made from vinegar, then it's yosa, because the vinegar stam is wine vinegar, so you have to be afraid it's yai nesach. Ki pliga is the machlokes betavchi b'maya, if they mix it up with water. So ma saw the gazrin in ho or to ho. Since sometimes they mix it up, betavlchi adoshim means they make with lentils, and they make it from lentils, and then they add vinegar, so then for sure it's also. The machlokes says they make lentils and cook it up in water. So ma saw the gazrin in ho or to ho, that since with lentils, most times, a lot of times, they use vinegar, or wine vinegar, so they made gzera even on the one that's cooked with water, also it's awesome. Well, myself, the legas, we don't make this gzera. The mice that's only cooked with water, there's no yai nesach here, it's okay. Zika the army, some say, no, if you have adoshim, these lentils, even though they made it now with water, everybody holds this awesome. It's a gzera. Lentils, most times they make with vinegar, so you always have to ask that you can't buy cooked lentils from goyim. Keep pligu, where's the machlokes, the chiti visari, where they made this dish only from flour of wheat or from barley. Ma saw the gazrin and ho otoho, still there's a gzera, barley and wheat otto when it's made with lentils, because then you use this wine. Well, ma saw the gazrin and ho, this far we don't make the gzera. We only make the gzera any type of adoshim lentils. But when they make it with wheat, from wheat or barley flour, then we do not make the gzera. Omer Rav. He sent him these two different types of dishes, both of shtisa to David. The chesed says the pasuk, mishka, the bed, the sapris, and a jar, or kli yitzah from earthly kli, chitim asarim was made from a broader side of wheat and barley, the kemech of flour, the koli roasted flour, or pull the yadoshim of koli. So these two types he brought, both wheat and barley, and adoshim and lentils. Now, versus Babahashta today, who the Komatsi Tsini Tsini, we find out barrels and barrels of these things. Nobody makes any gzeiras right now. Lamaisa, we use this type of food. As long as we know they did not put any yai nesek inside it, we have no gzeiras to be afraid, maybe they would. Yeah. This could be a hetter for blended folk. For whiskey sometimes, even though sometimes they do wear yai nesek, but if you know they did not, it'll be okay. We don't make these gzeres. Right, so the kibshon, chedakin, losses b'tochen yayin. The Mishnah says that kibshon, anything that's pickled or soured, if it's a derech for them to put wine, then it's also. But if not for the wine, it'll be mutter. Again, there's a proof that even though we hold by Shabbos, kibush kimavushal domi, if you soak something 24 hours in water or in brine, it's called kimavushal, that's only built for Shabbos. But for the Yisra Bishulakum, the Rabbanon only made the Xerif to go and cook it up with fire, through fire, regular cooking. But here, just kibush, if you let something soak even 24 hours, there's no Yisra Bishulakum. It's only Yosti if they put wine inside it. Omer Chizkiya, Loishonu Ela Shedarkin, if that's the Derek, Ava Biyadua Asa. Asa Filibano, but if they would put wine, if you know for sure that they put wine in this pickling this kavush in the vegetables that are souring, pickling, so then it's even also bano. Even though what the yain is only bottle right there, so what? Since it gives the tam, it's also bano. Well, Maishna, why is this different than Mimarayas? For Marayas, that's a fish dish. The Shara bano bano, even though there's wine mixed up, we say it's muta bano. Tatayahosom lavure zuma. There, if they put wine in, it's only to take the bad smell away. But hocholim tukei taima. Here, when they put wine into the kvoshim, it's to give taste. So taste is always here. Therefore, even be yosav ano. Rav Yechon no ma'afilu biyadua nami muta. No, Rav Yechon says no. Even if you know for sure they put wine into this kvoshim, into the pickles, into the sour pickles, still it'll be muta. Why? Because it's like it's not then, it's not there. It's only yosav achila, not bano. And so, Maishna, why is different from Marias from this fish dish? The Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir Shita, the Asir of Anor, Rav Meir, the Mishnah says, even by this fish dish, since they mix wine inside it, it's also Anor, that they are hosom yodim amoshoi. Over there we can see, we could tell the wine is there. But hoch over here by this kvoshim,